If you don't have to answer this, Jason, why would you say, if you had to give maybe two or three reasons why you got back with, you and Carol got back, you got back with Carol.
Well, we both did.
No, I know, but I know.
Oh, from my
from
opinion?
From your perspective. If you don't mind, you don't have to share, but if you don't mind.
Yeah, so I think we talked about this at our intimate lunch.
Which I really thought was insightful.
Your vulnerable lunch.
And there's a lot of different reasons, and some of the reasons is difficult for me to explain sometimes. But I will say that one of the biggest reasons is that we have had the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. And the highest of highs are really good. I'm not expecting relationship to always be highest of highs because it's always bumpy. No matter what happens, we're all human. We all have flaws, but the lows get really low. And when we talked, and it was like probably the initial part was the first time that we both kind of took responsibility for certain things that from all the way from miscommunication, all the way from not meeting the other person's needs, all the way to interpretation of what do you really mean? Because, you know, some things can just be assumed. Oh, that's just a negative, horrible thing. But it's really, was that the intention? So that's a big one.
God, isn't that huge?
Huge.
That's huge. The the opening of communication and really being vulnerable and saying, what do you need and how can I provide it? And then vice versa.
Yeah, so your initial thinking is if we can, you know, take responsibility, you know, don't sweat all the small stuff and all this, because the small stuff, it just snowballs into a major thing that's really not that major if you take a step back. Another thing, you look at what you have a healthy family, you have this. What are we really mad at exactly? Yeah. And time wears off. After time, you start forgetting the bad
thing. Granted.
Now, when you get back together, there's certain things that all of a sudden somebody, me or her, would say that I'm like, I remember that, that type of thing. But that's where you have to, you know, take a step back and look.
I think taking a step back in all relationships is so impactful.
You have to time out.
Important. Like, hey, because you get so into it, tunnel vision, especially if it's negative, that powerful negative feelings that you could just throw everything away over something that, I've said that 1,000 times. If we could both take a step back, and myself, I tell myself in my mind, take a step back, look at it from the bigger, from the 20,000 feet, and I'm like, what is it? What am I upset about?
There's something to that breathing. You know, the thing they tell you in therapy, it's like the very first thing you learn, well, at least for me, it's like the learning, taking the deep breaths.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, what the hell does that do? It works.
A lot of times, too, it's just the same thing as the, like you have, if you really take a step back, you look at what you have and what you have around you, it's like people would love to have that, or love to have that passion, or go somewhere, or have healthy kids and have a healthy family. Another thing is family life is very much a part of why I like to be back. Because if we can work on getting rid of the lowest of lows, and we can have our family back intact, that is huge.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I mean, it's like you're not splitting the kids back and forth. There's a bond between everybody. That's huge. And I will tell you another thing, too, is...
the sexy time.
Well, yeah, that's...
You missed her body.
That is your body, girl.
Missed your body, girl.
A lot of guys do connect on a physical level. That's the definite truth. I mean, when that's happening, I'm in a not only physical connection, I am in a mental connection, without a doubt. That's just the way guys are. I think maybe some girls are like that, too. But it's definitely strong for me, that part. And, you know, the funny thing is after, you know, looking and when you look at who you want in life and what you're looking for, it really comes back to, well, I'm looking for Carol just without the lowest of lows.
Right.
So you're trying to, you know what I'm saying? It's almost like if you're on a dating app, that's the girl. I would probably pick Carol based off of the profile and then work to get rid of the lowest of lows, which I don't think she would pick me based on my profile. It would be too short and all that other
stuff.
Yeah.
She picked you once.
Dating apps. But that wasn't on a profile. Now you just set anybody over 6 feet or over. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't even come up
you
to be a choice.
You would be on her profile.
Exactly.
Got it.
No, thanks for sharing that. Yep. And is the L word involved? Love?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Number one.
I know.
Number one.
That's all the foundation of love, right? All the things I'm kind of mentioning is what love is. No, and the fact that we have the ability right now, which is the most bizarre thing of everything, the fact that we have the ability of being more mentally connected than we ever have, or at least since the very beginning, and both physically and emotionally, and connecting on a different level than we had have in years. Mm-hmm. That's pretty powerful.
There is somebody who said, and it was again on my social media feed, but the key to a healthy, happy, lasting marriage is friendship.
Oh, that is
agreed.
True.
And it's true.
That is very true. Yeah. And that's another thing we have committed to is to be, now, of course, I don't want to, like, everybody needs to be hanging out with
friends. But you have to like the person. You have to like them.
People, like I've said, and it blew my mind when I realized as an adult, you can love someone and not like them. And that ain't good.
No. And so we are learning to be best friends. True. Best friends.
Yeah.
Enjoying doing things together at, as actual friends.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, another thing is, you know, what helped me take a step back to look at everything. Like when it's discussing with random people, I would actually really actively listening to other people in the had relationships that failed or got back, including Matt's mom.
Mm-hmm.
Matt's mom was very insightful of what she said and thought and how she and admitted regret. There's a ton of regret that I noticed in divorces. Tons of regret.
Oh, a lot.
A lot of people regret when they because it gives them time to think about it, takes a step back, and they're like, was it really worth it? Including, I think, my own mom.
Yeah, some people get in so far that then you're like, well, we're in it now.
Yeah, because I'm like,
oh, yeah, the knot of war.
I'm waiting for my invoice now from the attorney. I'm like, well, what did I get from this? I almost was like, well, I got to do something because I just paid, I'm going to be paying this money. But really, if that's a hard one to swallow, sure. too. It's like, ugh.
Yeah. No, after we had that lunch, I was like, okay, because I asked the question because I was just curious because we were sharing because I've been through it. We shared a lot of that stuff off the air together and because I've been through it and he would ask me things. I'd ask him things. But then it seemed like all of a sudden they're back together, and which is fine. I'm for that. But I was like, but what is it? And then he told me. I'm like,
oh,
good. Mm-hmm. I'm glad. It's not just a superficial. It's a lot of layered reasons. Mm-hmm. And I was like.
And it's the commitment.
Where's the Jason Goodman I really know?
You guys were really.
It was like a deep lunch in this like whole really horrible Asian place.
And it was like, you know, the commitment to going to couples therapy, listening to what they say, acting upon of what they say is all going to be helpful and beneficial. And then remembering, I mean, you got to actively remember how it got that way in the first place.
True.
And make appointments and dates to spend time one-on-one together.
That is what I keep telling my husband.
Yes.
I said to him just the other day, I said, don't you want to go on a date with me? And he kind of like rolled his eyes.
Yeah.
Rude.
You should be like, Ben, you know I can work my body, right?
I've told everyone at this point.
I mean, I think I can work my body. Well, I don't know.
Obviously, he keeps coming back for more.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, what are his options?
Right. Yeah, that's true. He's a good guy, so there's no options. Right. He's a bad guy, there'd be options.